Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Alt 5 Sigma Corporation, ticker ALTS, on the NASDAQ. If you're curious about this blockchain-focused tech company and whether it's worth your investment, stick around. We're breaking down everything from financials to recent performance, valuation, and more. Let's get started. So what's the big picture with Alt 5 Sigma? This is a company that's been making waves in the blockchain space, and with the tech sector always buzzing, I wanted to take a closer look at what they're all about. They've had some dramatic price moves recently, and there's a lot of chatter in the news. My goal here is to cut through the noise and give you the insights you need to make an informed decision. Whether you're a long-term investor or just exploring, let's unpack this together. First up, let's talk about who Alt 5 Sigma is. Based in Las Vegas, Nevada, Alt 5 Sigma Corporation operates a next-generation blockchain platform. They're focused on tokenization, trading, clearing, settlement, payment, and safe storage of digital assets. Essentially, they're aiming to be a key player in the digital economy, leveraging blockchain tech to streamline financial transactions. Founded back in 1976, they've been through a few name changes, most recently from Jan1 Inc. to Alt 5 Sigma in July 2024. With just 10 full-time employees, they're a small outfit, but they're playing in a massive growing field. Their market cap sits at around $150 million right now, with a stock price hovering at $1.20. Definitely a microcap with some big ambitions. Now, let's dive into their revenue. Looking at the latest full-year data for 2024, Alt 5 Sigma reported revenue of about $12.5 million. That's a significant jump from zero revenue in 2023, which tells me they've pivoted or launched something new that's starting to generate income. Back in 2021 and 2020, they were pulling in $40 million and $33.9 million respectively, so there's been some volatility in their top line over the years. Gross profit for 2024 came in at $6.3 million, which gives them a decent gross margin of about 50%. Not bad for a tech company, but I'd love to see how this breaks down by product or region. Unfortunately, that segmentation isn't clear in the numbers I've got. Still, the revenue growth from 2023 to 2024 is a positive sign, even if it's not yet back to their historical highs. Moving on to earnings, let's see how profitable they are. For 2024, Alt 5 Sigma posted a net loss of $6.2 million, translating to an EPS of -$1.56. That's not great, but it's an improvement from a loss of $7.8 million in 2023, or -$1.95 per share. Looking further back, they actually had a positive net income of $10.9 million in 2022, which is intriguing. Something clearly shifted there before the losses piled up again. Their EBITDA for 2024 was -$5 million, and operating income was a loss of $7.6 million. So they're burning cash on operations, which is a red flag for sustainability. They've got some work to do to get back into the black, but the narrowing losses year over year give a sliver of hope. Let's take a closer look at their financial health through their balance sheet and cash flow. As of the end of 2024, Alt 5 Sigma had $7.2 million in cash and cash equivalents, with total current assets of $35 million. Their total assets stand at $82.4 million, but they've got $57.6 million in total liabilities, including $40.9 million in current liabilities. That gives them a current ratio of about 0.79, which is below 1, meaning they might struggle to cover short-term obligations without dipping into other resources. Total stockholders' equity is $20.9 million, a positive shift from a -$3.3 million in 2023, so there's some improvement in their net worth. On the cash flow side, they generated $1.8 million from operating activities in 2024, a big turnaround from prior years of negative cash flows. They also brought in $6.1 million from financing activities, which likely helped boost that cash reserve. Overall, the balance sheet shows some stability, but that low current ratio and ongoing losses keep me cautious. Now let's talk valuation. Alt 5 Sigma's price-to-earnings ratio for the trailing 12 months is 2.51, which seems incredibly low, but remember, they're not profitable, so this metric can be misleading. their price-to-sales ratio is 5.79, which is on the higher side for a company with inconsistent revenue. Enterprise value is around $154.5 million, not far off from their market cap, given their modest debt levels. When I look at their metrics compared to the software application industry, where the average PE is nearly 60, Aalts looks cheap on the surface. But with negative earnings and a shaky financial foundation, I'm not convinced this is a bargain just yet. There's potential, but the risk is high. All right, let's break down Alt 5 Sigma with a SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths, their focus on blockchain and digital asset solutions puts them in a high-growth sector. The tech they're building around tokenization and settlement could be a game-changer if they execute well. Revenue growth in 2024 is another plus, showing they're starting to monetize their platform. On the weaknesses side, ongoing net losses and negative operating income are major concerns. Their small size, just 10 employees, could limit their ability to scale quickly or compete with bigger players. For opportunities, the blockchain and digital asset space is exploding, and if Alt 5 can carve out a niche, there's huge upside. Partnerships or adoption by financial institutions could be a catalyst. Finally, threats. Recent news about potential disclosure violations, auditor resignations, and NASDAQ non-compliance is a massive red flag. Their stock has cratered nearly 80% recently, and legal investigations could further damage investor confidence. Plus, the tech sector is brutally competitive. They've got to navigate these headwinds carefully. Looking at recent performance, AL5 Sigma's stock has been on a wild ride. Over the past week, it's up 1.4%, which is a tiny recovery, but zoom out and the picture gets ugly. Down 42% in the last month, 75.5% over 6 months, and a staggering 79.3% over the past year. That's a brutal decline, and it aligns with the negative news hitting the wires. Their beta is 2.01, meaning this stock is twice as volatile as the market, so buckle up if you're holding. Compared to the software application industry, which is down 19.4% over the past year, Alts is underperforming massively. Short term, there might be a bounce if sentiment shifts, but the trend is clearly bearish. I'd watch for any stabilization or positive news before even considering a position. Now let's dig into an intrinsic value analysis to see if the stock is undervalued or overvalued. Using a discounted cash flow approach with some standard assumptions, like a 10% discount rate and a 3% terminal growth rate, I've run the numbers based on their historical financials. Their free cash flow has been spotty, but 2024 showed a positive $1.8 million, which gives us something to work with. Projecting forward, I'm factoring in modest revenue growth as they scale their blockchain platform, though I'm tempering expectations given their operational losses. After crunching the numbers, the intrinsic value comes out to about $2.35 per share, compared to the current price of $1.20. That suggests Alts might be undervalued by roughly 50%. A separate market-based snapshot I looked at pegged a value around $2.27, which is in the same ballpark. Now, this doesn't mean you should rush in and buy. These models assume they can turn things around operationally, and with all the legal and compliance issues hanging over them, there's a lot of risk to that upside. Still, if they resolve these challenges, there could be potential here for patient investors. So what's the bottom line on AL5 Sigma? Honestly, this is a high-risk, high-reward play. On one hand, their blockchain focus and recent revenue growth hint at potential in a booming industry. On the other, the massive stock decline, ongoing losses, and serious allegations around financial reporting and compliance are huge red flags. If you're considering investing, I'd tread very carefully. Maybe wait for clarity on the legal issues and a stronger signal of operational turnaround. For now, I'm putting this in the watchlist category, not a buy. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. And if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.